Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. I have a wonderful author with me today. Her name is Joan Liotta. She's a performer, a poet, an author, a photographer, a folklorist. She's written many articles and books, but the one we'll talk about today is called Julia Goes to War, Legacy of Honor, Volume 1. So first of all, Joan, thank you so much for coming today. It's great to see you.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jamila. This is fun for me to get to have time with you.
Wonderful. Let's talk about you, first of all. Tell us a little bit about yourself, because you've been performing for your whole life.
Just about. Actually, as a child, I'd dance in front of tables unless my father was with us. He wouldn't allow that. But I went to Ohio University, journalism major, and then kind of got sidetracked back into performing after I got married and had children. I began to perform in Fairfax County for preschools, elementary schools, high schools, doing folklore, original versions always, and just having a marvelous time. I do one-woman shows now based on history a lot of times. So it's a lot of fun. I love being with an audience. I love your audience out there, even though I can't see them.
You can feel them. They're listening.
Yes, I can.
Now, you live now in Calabash.
Yes.
With your husband, Joe. And let's talk about this book you've just written. Let me kind of set the background for it. What is Desert Breeze Publishing and the Legacy of Honor series?
Desert Breeze Publishing is an e-book publisher primarily of romances of a varying hue. Mine is strictly G-rated. You could give it to your grandmother or a 12-year-old, and they would be happy with it. I'm in the historical side, which is part of how things got started. But I found Desert Breeze Publishing when I was looking for a market for this kind of work. I thought this short story I had done really could be a novel, and wanted to develop it further, and found Desert Breeze, sent off a query, and they came back to me. And all of a sudden, I found myself in the position of looking, who were they? Hmm. Were they legitimate? What kind of people were they? And they're an award-winning publishing association. They're one of the leaders in the e-book movement. So very legitimate, and they're a wonderful group to be with, very supportive. They have a listserv that constantly exchanges tips on writing and tips on publishing and tips on promoting your book. They're just a wonderful group of people.
So it won't ever be in a copy I can hold in my hands unless I have a Nook or an e-book or something right in front of me, right?
Well, not for a while.
Not for a while.
They are moving into the print publishing arena, but right now she's using backlist.
Okay.
So since mine's a brand new book and she has to see how it goes, there are economic decisions involved. Legacy of Honor is the title that she gave to my series because actually I'm signed to a 4-book contract. Julia Goes to War is the first, and it's based on the short story that's in, I think it's called Wartime Romance, that's in the book Women of the South at the Two Sisters Bookery.
Oh,
so you'll find that one there.
Good.
The short story is also based on a friend's actual experience.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Joan Liotta, who's written Julia Goes to War, part of the Legacy of Honor series. This is volume one. I really enjoyed reading this book.
Thank you.
It brought a lot of feelings up in my heart about my own family and my own experiences. And tell us, first of all, basics of the story without giving away the ending or anything.
Well, I think that the part that really resonates with a lot of people is the struggle of the young girl who is in a very ethnic family, to find her own identity as a young American woman.
Mm-hmm.
And World War II is a great time for that because a lot of people actually experienced it. The person whose actual experience, which is the point in the story where she's lifted off the train by John
mm-hmm.
and swirled around and he gives her a kiss, that actually happened to a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
That formed the basis for the short story and then for the whole novel. But she had to fight. She was Italian-American and had to fight her family over him. And just so many people I know went through that struggle. Even she's 1950s, you know, in the 1940s, in the 1950s, even in the 1960s. Your ethnic identity sometimes was thought should determine who you married, who you went out with,
mm-hmm.
all of these things.
Right. So the overall conflict in the book, of course, is World War II, and that's the background setting. But the conflict of the character is that sense of trying to find her own independence and her own identity and dealing with that, am I American or am I Italian dash
yes.
American, which
yes.
is so important to her family to identify themselves in that way.
Definitely, Jamila,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
And the background for the book, I love to do research. I've entered the Lower Cape Fear Historical Society contest many times and been fortunate enough to place several times as well. And I did a lot of research on World War II and the shipbuilding in the Wilmington era. And I thought it would be a great setting for everything. And I moved a few incidents closer to Wilmington that actually happened, but I explained that in the back, what I had to change historically to fit my story and mm-hmm. what really happened. And I think it's a lot of fun that there's a little spy story involved as well.
Yes. If you're listening right now, it's really interesting. Wilmington is a major character in the book. The historic USO, the Hannah Block historic USO, is featured, as is Hannah Block herself. Although Joan didn't know her, it's her imagining of wonderful Hannah Block.
Someone I admire from afar.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, the shipyard and the building of the Liberty ships in 1942. I know a little bit about that because I own a little house right on Burnett Boulevard, close to the shipyard. It's one of the homes that was built for the builders of the Liberty ships. There's this whole string of little two-bedroom, one-bath houses, just 800 square feet, a little place.
Lovely.
A lot of those were built for the shipbuilders. So, and, of course, she talks about neighborhoods that all of you will recognize downtown on Street and taking the trolley and taking a little train out to Castlehaine.
Yes.
And it's also in the days when you could take the train from Pittsburgh down to Selma, well, to Washington, D.C.
And it changed in Selma and came to Wilmington, which I wish it still did.
I know. I wish there was still a train here as well. So let's talk a little bit more about some of the characters in the book. Tell us a little bit about Julia.
Well, Julia, while she was inspired by my friend, really does have a lot of the personality of many people in my own family. She's kind of a little bit of a firebrand. All the good parts relate to my daughter. And she loves her family, but she really wants to be on her own. And she does honor her family by going back when they tell her to, but she still keeps her relationship with John. I won't tell you what happens in the end, though.
Yeah, it's quite a fight she has with her family. Not a fight in a brutal sense, but just trying to assert what she feels strongly about when she wants to leave home and go stay in Wilmington, not just on her own, but with very...
Even with family.
Yeah, family and friends of the family. But still, her parents don't think that that is safe or good, or it will reflect badly on the family.
And I have to tell you that even in 1965, when I graduated high school, 1969 rather, when I graduated from college, and I said to my father, I'm going to come back to Pittsburgh maybe to work. And I said, I'd like to live. And I named some areas. And he said, what do you mean? Mm. If you're in Pittsburgh, you live at home.
Ah, after you'd graduated from college.
After I graduated from college. And even after I was going to go to graduate school, father was, whoa. And I thought, whoa, well, then we scratch Pittsburgh off the list. That was my solution. So it's very understandable that in an Italian family, this attitude was quite prevalent.
Yes.
The daughter is the daughter.
I think it was a prevalent attitude in a lot of the immigrants that came over.
Yes, definitely.
We were talking before we went on the air. My grandparents all came over from Sweden. So my parents were born in this country, but they spoke Swedish before they went to kindergarten. They walked into kindergarten not knowing a word of English. And as adults, they use Swedish still to hide secrets from us. Whenever we were at the supper table and my folks switched into Swedish, we knew they were talking about something that we weren't supposed to know about. And I grew up not speaking Swedish, and you grew up not speaking Italian.
My father said definitely he would never teach me Italian because it was a useless language.
Oh, my.
I should learn French or German because they were more useful. So, of course, as soon as I was in college, I immediately turned my attention to learning Italian.
Of course. That's your own little private rebellion.
Yes. And in fact, I chose my graduate school, Johns Hopkins, because they offered a year in Bologna, Italy.
And you took that.
I took that and concentrated on Italian.
When you came back home, did you speak Italian to your father then?
You know, it was the oddest thing. I could speak Italian to my father if there was a third person there who needed to speak Italian. One of my aunts came over from Italy and visited. But speaking to my father one-on-one, our heart language was English.
Ah.
And it was very hard for either of us,
interesting,
even though he was a native Italian speaker, to speak Italian to one another.
Oh, so interesting. Well, I want to thank you, Joan, for being here. Before you go, do tell us how people can get a copy of your book and enjoy reading it. It's called Julia Goes to War, Legacy of Honor, Volume 1. You're working on Volume 2
right now. Letters from Korea.
And that's about Julia's younger sister, Gina.
Julia's younger sister, Gina, the redhead.
Okay.
And this volume will take place almost entirely in Pittsburgh of the early 1950s. But you can buy the book on Amazon.com. You can buy it directly from Desert Breeze, www.desertbreezepublishing.com. And it's available.
Great.
$3.99.
How can listeners find out more about you and your other pursuits?
Well, they can go on my website, joanleota.com, J-O-A-N-L-E-O-T-T-A, or they can look me up on my blog, joanleota.wordpress at wordpress.com, and I'm available. I'm out there. You can Google me and find other ways. My address, my email.
Good.
I think everything's on
you
Google.
Go. Joan Leota, J-O-A-N-L-E-O-T-T-A. Thank you, Joan. It's a pleasure
Thank
to have you,
Jamila.
Here. This is WHQR.